Okay. I think it is safe to say that none of you are in this room today because you believe in me and that what I am doing can make a difference. You probably looked at the agenda and didn't know if my name was Lewis or Lois, if I was a boy or a girl. Which is fine, because believing in someone, in an individual, is not how change is made. One person cannot make a movement. A protest does not involve just one person. It involves multiple people. One person, no matter how hard they try, simply just cannot be that impactful. So I don't need you to be here today believing in me. But I think we all are in this room because we do believe in a cause. We want change in the rental industry. More specifically, we want to change the booking process, how that's done. Right now, if someone, a guest or an inquiry, reaches out and inquires through an outside travel agency, they are required to do so via that agency's platform, via their dashboard. When they reach out, you receive the email through their dashboard, but you no longer get this guest's email address. You no longer get their phone number. Gosh, sometimes I feel like I don't even get their first and last name. And so they've kind of taken away our ability to do our job, our ability to connect with someone, someone who is looking for a service. We have it, and yet we can't really talk to each other. At first, they were just the messenger. They were the middleman. But now, instead of just being the middleman and connecting people, they have made themselves this huge mountain, if you will, in between them. So now, instead of just talking to one another, you, the homeowner, the property manager who has the product, and then the buyer on one end, have to climb this mountain in the middle that is this outside travel agency in order to get the same result, in order to talk to each other, in order to sell your product and for them to acquire it. They make you use their dashboard. They took away your email address. They are charging you a fee to list on their site. They are acquiring a percentage of the booking, and now they're requiring that booking to happen and that transaction online. They're taking away your ability to upgrade, if you will, to upsell, to share your knowledge and give the customer what actually may be better for them in regards to a home than what they're forced to do online. So in order to bring about this change and take back the booking process, I think we need to take a step back and look at the art of the lead, which is the forgotten ability, if you will, of turning a lead into a booking. So what is a lead? By definition, it is someone or something that may be useful, especially a potential customer or a business opportunity. So again, it's that potential customer. And a lead can come in so many forms. It can come by an email, a random phone call, even if that phone call is a wrong number. It comes from referrals, friends, repeat clients, current homeowners, Instagram, Facebook, social media, blog posts, print, you name it, radio ads. There are so many avenues and outlets for this lead to come. I think we need to be less reliant on the major outside travel agencies that are currently being used. I think we need to branch out a little bit more and look at those avenues and outlets that will help guests find us directly. I know that you've probably been told or have heard of the Book Direct campaign, which again is part of why we're all here today. We want to take back the ownership of bookings, of leads. So that being said, why is it such a big deal that these travel agencies have taken the lead away? And it's because it's marketing gold, if you will. Once you have that customer's email address, that customer's contact information, you can put it in your database. You can create marketing tables, campaigns, you name it, and you forever have that person in your back pocket, if you will. And so to them, whoever owns the lead owns the client. They then will be brand specific. They will go back to the same site that they used before because it worked for them or because they continue to get these emails, these phone calls, these cues in their day that remind them of the process instead of being able to find you directly. And so that being said, let's play with the numbers. Again, let's say you have 10 people that in the past would have inquired from you and you would have gotten their email address directly and would have been able to send them an email again in the future. Just 10 individuals. The common person, on average, checks their email 74 times a day and changes tasks on their computer 566 times. So that means those 10 people in one day, since you don't have their email address, since you can't mark it, you're not sitting in their inbox, that is 740 potential times that you are not being seen, that your content is not getting out there, your message is gone. It was taken away from you along with the ability to kind of do your job and why we're here, to sell, to rent, to share our knowledge. So again, if they own the lead, they own the client. That contact information is gold. So how can we get it back? Again, it's a part of that book direct campaign. It's about them finding you directly. So the first, and I think one of the most important, is lather, rinse, repeat. I'm not talking shampoo. I'm talking repeat clients. They are going to be your best friend if they had the best experience. It's when you travel and you come back and you had a great time, you tell all of your friends, you tell everyone, and they are going to think of that time that you had when it comes to booking. They're going to say, hey, do you have that number of the property manager you went through in Breck? You had a great time. It sounded like the house is perfect. Actually, it might be a little bit bigger than what we're looking for, but maybe they have something else. You really like the company. So go to your repeat clients. Email them, spread the word, have them spread the word, talk about their experiences, connect it to a time that they had rather than just the house that they stayed in. Another big one that I am such an advocate for right now is to promote events in your area. Right now, there are so many opportunities for people to go to certain places that a house isn't necessarily enough to entice them. Instead, they want an experience. We're trying to reach that experienced generation who doesn't want to just go here to say they did it. They want to talk about the time they had in that area. So bring events onto your web pages, bring events onto your site, talk about it. Have that be another way that someone sees you. I should go to Vail for 4th of July because they have one of the best parades, I was told. Sundays, their farmer's market's huge. How could I miss that? So again, stem it to an experience and a memory that they can make, a memory to be had. So not only talk about events that are in your area, but sponsor one. If someone comes to Breckenridge, and sorry, I keep on using Breck, but we're here, so why not? If someone travels to Breckenridge for an event that you specifically said, I think you guys have the big beers, Belgians, and barley wines festival in town in the winter now that you guys have that event. So let's say you pulled someone in for that event specifically, you hooked them up with a house, and they're at the event. Let's say they look over, and then they then see a sign with your name on it, your company logo, because you sponsored. They'll think to themselves, oh my gosh, I went with the right company. Not only did they give me a great home, they told me about this awesome event that I have pretzels hanging around my neck, but they're also dialed in to their community. They're helping sponsor this event. They're keeping it local. And I think that's another big push at the moment right now is people want to keep it local. They want to feel like a family. They want to feel like they're being let in on a secret and that they're finding out something about an area that not everyone knows about. So I think that's huge. Events, sponsor the events. Another big thing, and this is kind of tough to talk about because a lot of folks don't like to share, but sharing is caring. If you get a lead in an inquiry and you don't have the property, you kind of still want to keep that person in your wheelhouse and in your area. So instead, why don't you reach out to a partner or I guess a competition company and see if they have something for you. Perhaps you can work out a deal commission-wise that they give you a percentage, or you have the initial email address and phone number from the inquiry, you hand it over to them, but you can still utilize that and market to them in the future. Or they're going to think, gosh, that person was so great. She didn't have anything in her repertoire, in her inventory, but she was kind enough to point me in the direction of her competition. Like, that's pretty valiant and often not heard of. So let's try and keep it in the back of our minds, not be greedy. Again, let's keep it local, keep it community-centric, and help one another out. We all really are in this business together, and I think it's going to take us working as a team more so than ever before to really get these leads back in our wheelhouse and to take control of the process again. So the final one on the spreadsheet, or on the slide, excuse me, that you'll see is to list your property with a lead generating site. And I know I kind of bashed earlier listing your properties on certain sites that they're taking the lead away from you, but these sites appear, Craigslist, Trips.com, VacayRx, and TripsIn, they're purely lead generating sites. So instead of making themselves that mountain in the middle, they are simply the messenger. They are connecting the traveler with the homeowner, and then you guys talk to one another. I can't speak volumes to Craigslist, other than I know it can get kind of shady every now and again because you don't really have someone looking over it and seeing that the content is legitimate and that folks aren't getting scammed. And Trips and VacayRx, again, maybe do the research on your own, but I can speak to TripsIn.com. As you may have seen on the agenda, that's a company I'm a part of. I don't want this to sound like a sales pitch, so I won't go into it too far, maybe at the end if there's time, but it is a great website that lets you list your property, one fee, 12 months, any inquiries are sent directly to the email address that you set up. So we are cutting ourselves out as the middleman, the messenger. We are connecting folks, products, with the buyers and the sellers and letting you guys communicate to each other. So again, let's talk about the lead, and let's say we have it in our wheelhouse. It's kind of up to you at this point to make it be a great experience, to take that guest experience back. As a lead generating site, let's say if you use TripsIn, can give the lead to you, but what you do with it, once you kind of have that hen in hand, you have to make it great. So I think, remember that the initial phone call, the initial email, is going to be part of the guest experience. If it's a wrong number and they call you, still try and be helpful, be empathetic, because perhaps they didn't want what you were selling right now, but they're gonna think of your phone call in the future. 2 weeks down the road, say, when they remembered this wrong number that they dialed and that the man on the end was really great and talked about rentals, and I haven't been to Colorado in a while, so why don't I give him a call and see what he was all about? Or he said the name of his company. And it can come back full circle. You never know. And so don't just write it off. I know that we had a gentleman who received a lead from TripsIn, and he CC'd all when he replied to this guest who said, I'm looking for a house for a week. His response was not available, period. That is it. No, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your inquiry. This one's not, but let me push you in another direction. He simply just let it go and let it die. So let's keep in the back of our mind, again, that guest experience and not letting these leads go cold or letting them die. Once you do have someone on the phone or in an email, remind them of the benefits of working with you directly. Remind them that you control the reservation system for your company. So you're the one with the availability to give them a discount, to move some stuff around, to say, hey, I know you reached out about this property. This one's actually going to be better for you. I'm going to send it your way. Check it out. Brag a little bit. Be bold. You know your inventory better than anyone else. You know it better than any website could tell them what they think they're looking for. Half the time, they don't even know. So share your knowledge. Brag a little bit about your product and your homes. Be proud of it, because this is the industry that we've created and that we're in. And if we can't stand behind what we're renting, then we probably shouldn't be in it. So let that message be heard. Let your compassion show. I think passion is a huge thing that you can see in someone and you can hear in their voice over the phone. Passion. Love what you do. love your product, and then it's an easy sell. So again, you're the expert. Brag. Sell it. In regards to the events that I touched base on earlier, again, I think that's huge. People want to feel like they're let in on a little secret, that they know something other people don't know and isn't hugely advertised, but they talk to you on this day, you told them about an event, they're here, they're telling their friends. I think it's going to multiply. So again, push events. The last thing on this slide is to respond. So again, it's how you respond. Not available simply isn't going to cut it. It's going to take a little bit of work on your end. And I'm sorry to put more work on your plate, but if we want to take the onus back, if we want to bring back the booking process, the art of the lead into our wheelhouse, we have to respond in a timely fashion with empathy, with a little bit of knowledge, and a lot of compassion, a lot of passion in it. For example, along the lines of what you can do with the lead and how it can come back, we had a gentleman call who wanted a pet-friendly property. I believe he wanted it sometime this summer. And not only did he want pet-friendly, he wanted to have his dog's wedding at the property. And so our reservationist, who is incredible and deserves a raise and a medal and flowers and ice cream and whatever she wants, she did everything she could to see if any of the owners would budge on a pet-friendly option. They didn't. She then reached out to other companies in the area to see if anyone else had a pet-friendly option with the contingency of a pet wedding, and they didn't. But she was so great and so empathetic and kind and did everything she could. This gentleman called 1 week later and said, "Hey, I know you couldn't help us out with that pet-friendly option, but I talked to some partners and we all want to come out at Christmas. So we need a pretty big house. There's three families. Do you think you have anything? Oh, and it doesn't have to be pet friendly. We'll leave them at home." She then turned that into a $35,000 week-long booking at Christmas. We didn't have the product that the gentleman wanted initially, but she was so great, so empathetic, listened to him, and he came back. So again, respond, follow up, and then follow up again. Your words can do so much more than you think. The stories from people, from travelers, from repeat clients, from homeowners, there's so much in their stories that you will not find in any data. So I think it takes a little bit of listening in order to get this back and share and communicate and be heard and have the guest be heard. So I know very briefly earlier I talked about TripsIn.com and that it was a part of the company I am with. So just to briefly touch base on it here so that you know a little bit more of what it's about and what I'm trying to do to help you guys take back the booking experience is a lead generating website. We have 6-month packages, we have 12-month packages. We can talk about trials if you have a ton of properties you want to bring on board, what it all entails, marketing, everything along those lines. Currently, we are launched in 5 states here in the US, Colorado, California, Utah, Florida, and South Carolina. In Mexico, we have dots all over the map and cities, and we are going to launch in the Caribbean in 18 islands by the end of June. So we are trying to be heard. We are trying to have you guys be heard. And again, cut ourselves out. We're giving you an avenue to have the client reach out to you and you reach out to the client. So we're doing everything we can to get the lead directly to you, but we also ask that you spread the word about us, that people shouldn't go to these other sites anymore. They're in the past. They don't let you talk to them. Instead, point them in our direction. Share with us or about us on social media, blogs, you name it. Give it a shot. You also might be wondering what it takes to list your property on the site. And so how we've set it up currently is that there is just one fee per property per year. So it's $250 to list your property for a year, and that's it. Anyone that inquires, all of that information goes directly to you, their email address, their phone number, the guest, and you then can work on that art of the lead, of perfecting that lead
and your skill and ability and turning it into a booking. We also have, as I mentioned earlier, 6th and 12 month packages that we could talk about. And we also want to make it really easy for you to come on board in the first place. So if you bring to us your inventory or a list, or even point us in the direction of your website, we will take all of your properties and onboard them to our site initially, so that you don't have to think about all the time it's going to take you to get your inventory on a new site. We want to make it easy. We want to make it a no-brainer. And then again, we have those trials, so we're probably not going to charge you for it either. So if you'd like to learn more about tripson.com or listing your site, my name again is Lois Mueller, and you can reach me at lois@tripson.com, or feel free to give me a call at 970-306-2329. Thanks again so much for listening, and I very much look forward to working with you, hopefully on the Tripson platform, but otherwise just to get to know you and your brand and your name.